You know, I used to listen to, especially like early in the hobby, when board game podcasts would reach 100 episodes. And at the time, I'm like, I mean, yeah, it took them a long time to get to 100 episodes. And that's really cool, like what they've done. I think about the fact that we're 100 episodes in and it feels like we're just getting started. And I love that. I love that there's so much room for growth and potential and things to take the reins on. So it'll be good. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, listeners and YouTube watchers. My name is Jared, and with me, my friend, my co-host.
That's right.
The pioneer of this podcast with me, Ian.
Hello, that's me.
We will be your hosts for this very special 100-ish episodes and celebrating 2 years and 4 days of the Game Table podcast and its existence. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Today, we're going to talk about the last 2 years and how it's grown us, how it's taught us, how it's changed us for the better and the worse. We'll listen to some listeners who have given their own feedback. And Ian has forced me into a top 10, where we'll discuss the top 10 games that are currently in our top 10 list, but only games that we have reviewed. So let's settle in at the table, get comfortable, and discuss.
Well, we're discussing.
We're discussing.
We're discussing. We're discussing these 2 years, these 100-ish episodes of games and all the many things that we have talked about on this podcast. One, I want to thank you, Jared.
Me? I thought you were going to say the listeners.
I want to thank you. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank all those that we've talked to in person. Wow. And outside of in person, online, Discord, Facebook, Instagram, everybody and anyone who will listen to my thank you, please take it. And we appreciate you. We appreciate all that y'all have done to support us. And it has been amazing, an amazing experience to be a part of this and to have a podcast that anybody actually listens to. And they respond to. I think it's so cool. And so we are here to discuss that entire process and maybe listen to a couple of our friends as well, on top of a little special treat at the end of all this, I think. So, man,
is a top 10 list really a treat at the end of all this? Is that really?
Yes.
Oh, man. No, Ian, I'm glad you said thank you to so many people. I'm not sure why you're thanking me, but thank you for being here with me. And I, you know, listen, you hit the nail on the head. We are so thankful for our listeners and for all those who've been supportive of us as we've been on this journey. And it's, you know, I even think about all the different publishers that we've already talked to, and I want to say thank you to them. And there's one individual in particular that I don't even know if he's going to listen to this episode because he's so busy, but, Jay Bernardo is someone that's already in the board gaming space and established both with Bezier Games and Cardboard East, who has supported us and had no reason to. I mean, he was just a nice guy who hung out with us at a small con. We talked for a little bit, and the amount of support that he has given us for, like I said, for literally no reason. Like, we shout out Bezier. We love Bezier. We do our best, but the guy has been incredible. And so I just want to say thank you to Jay. And I could sit here and list names forever, but I don't want to leave anybody out. And you guys don't want to hear me just list off names. So shout out to everyone who has been supportive, whether it's friends or family, publishers, whoever. Appreciate you guys, because it's been a fun ride. I feel like we're just getting started.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, it's been a process getting through all these episodes, but man, we're here. And
I have an opening question. Do you have one?
No, go ahead.
Okay, this episode's super casual, right? Because we're just celebrating and whatever. And obviously, like, we still don't know what we're doing because, like, we've started video and I'm recording in a bedroom with a stupid bed behind me and some dressers. You guys, like, if you ever think about starting video, adding to your podcast, don't do it when you're trying to move. Like, that's just so stupid. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. But here's my question to you, Ian. You came to me 2.5 years ago and you were like, Jared, I want to do a podcast. And we started talking about it. Would you, in your wildest imagination, said, we're actually going to get to over 100 episodes and we're going to do it in 2 years?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's obviously all a blur. Like, it just happens so fast. You know, we get on the really grind.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Gonna die on this episode.
I'm all choked up. Again, we play games, we record in a week and it just happens and we do it. And then last year we went to Gen Con and this year, you know, now we're 100 episodes, we're doing video stuff.
We've been invited to a con, like, special guest. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and that happened.
Funkytown, man. That dude, when we went to Funkytown the first time, I was like, this is unreal. This is the most unreal thing that I've ever been a part of.
It's crazy to be a part of that and to be welcomed in and to with open arms from the community, even just around and friends and all that. And obviously being at Gen Con last year, like, we got a lot of opportunities to talk to people. And got to meet a lot of really cool, media members already. I just thought it was so cool. So to continue that, it's just been awesome. Like, I'm speechless. So
it's really cool, man. I honestly would agree with you. If you had told me we were going to average an episode a week and stick it out for 2 years, and at the end of 2 years, we're going to feel like we're just getting started, I could not have in my wildest dreams have put that together. We're still small and that's okay. Like, I've really enjoyed the journey so far. And it's just so cool to feel like you and I get to be innovative in this space, in a very interesting way for us. Like, it's not like we're reinventing the wheel in any way. We're getting to do it our way. And I really enjoy that.
Yeah. It's the experiences of meeting people and obviously playing games and being able to talk to people from the community. It's humbling. It leaves an imprint on my life, and it's a community that is like none other. There is no community better than the board game community. I was just, we're recording this around the 4th of July. So I had a party. We were at a friend's and they were asking, okay, well, like, you know, how's the podcast going? And I was talking about obviously Gen Con and that experience. And he was like, whoa, like, there's a gaming convention with gamers and games. And I explained to him, like, the whole, like, yes, there's like a whole venue that is filled with games, like board games. He's like, video games? No. Board games. It's like, it's insane. It's just so massive. And being able to explain to him, he was just so, mind was blown. Sure. Fact of that.
And think about it, it's like, it's not just one con. Like, there's a ton of them that do this, and it's pretty cool. Like, it blew my mind the first time too.
Yeah. Learning about a community. That's a community. 100%. It's just all connected. It's so cool.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. It was kind of cool. So we had a phone conversation or a video chat, I guess, a few weeks ago, you and I did, with a few other people. One of the questions that came up was, why did you guys start this? Like, why did you want to do this podcast? And I know for me and you too, because you've talked about this, we are so interested in helping people get to the table, whether it's our table or their table or whatever table it may be, and that they put games on the table that they enjoy and that is a great experience for everybody involved. and learning about your table and what fits at your table versus what might not. And I like to think that we've started doing that. We've got some ideas about how we want to expand that a little bit more, but just piggybacking off the community aspect, I've enjoyed some of the friends that we've made, and I'm excited to get more games to the table and to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great.
Okay, man. So you and I are going to talk about a few things. We're going to hear from some listeners, and then we'll do this silly top 10 thing that you want to do. What has been, and this, we'll start with a softball. What's been your favorite thing about the podcast so far?
I mean, obviously just playing so many games. I think I've played more games now than ever. I've played more new games than ever. And then my collection has grown to more than what it's been. And that's definitely because of the pod, just being able to see what I like. We play games and see games that we wouldn't normally see, like that I wouldn't normally buy. And I found some hidden gems that I was not, you know, expecting to love. And just being able to play some games, like that's what we love to do. That was when we first talked about it. Like, hey, I want to do this podcast, but I want it to still be fun. I want us to still play games.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I still feel sure. Like I'm doing that. And that's one of my favorite things, is just be able to try so many new games.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting because I was talking with Anna lately and I was like, man, I feel like we went through this period lately where, because we all got so busy, that we went through this brief period where the podcast felt more like a job than it did fun. Because we, like, I will speak for me personally, the consistency of having an episode every week is so important for me personally. I love that. I love sticking to that deadline. It almost feels like hitting the gym every week, or, you know, hitting that next level in climbing or whatever it may be for you. For me, it's having the ability to hit that episode, because it's consistent. It's, you know, creating what I want to create, and I like having that. So yeah, I don't actually remember why I started saying that, but there it is. Oh yeah, so we were talking about it's a grind or whatever, and we're like, well, let's just take some time and just play, and, you know, being able to keep that at the forefront of this, because no matter what this becomes at any point in life, it's all about having fun at the table and having a good experience. All right, well, my favorite thing, Ian.
Yes, please tell me.
Getting to do this with you, man. I mean, I know it's a cop-out answer and it's easy, but, like, I don't know. Obviously, I get to do, like, a lot of fun projects with Anna because we're married. But this is, like, the first thing since I've stepped out of youth pastoring, and that was back when Hope was born, so 5 years ago, where I really felt like there was a friend that I was walking down this journey with, and we were creating something. Yeah. Like, I had a co-pastor when we were youth pastoring together, and so that was really cool to kind of tag team together on that. But yeah, I've just really enjoyed doing this project with you, man. And I know that's an easy cop-out, but it's the truth. It's the truth, man.
No, it's been a lot of fun. No, I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else, and I think it's just been awesome. Yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah. No, it's been interesting too, because, like, we've talked about, like, ways that we could grow, and it might mean, like, splitting off and doing our own separate thing. And I was like, well, do we want to do that?
Yeah,
and
not really. Like,
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how things play out down the road. But yeah, no, this has been really cool. And not like splitting up kind of thing. It's just, there's two of us, and so if we want to create more content, it's hard to do it together all the time.
But exactly,
we'll figure it out.
That's right. We will.
What about what's something the podcast has taught you that you're gonna, that you can take away from this experience?
Technology.
You guys, I feel like technical difficulties are just becoming a routine part of recording a podcast.
Dude,
episode of the
year. I'm it's shameful.
And now you're taking on the role of trying to add video. Like, you're the one that's leading that. So I love it. This is great.
Dude, yeah. Just the chat needs to just, you know, rip me a new one, because I suck. I don't know what happened. I was good at it, and then I turned 30, and I'm not good at it anymore, I guess.
You're becoming an old man. Like, you crossed somehow, the threshold.
I thought I was good at it. I still feel like I am, like, deep down.
I don't know, man. I don't think you're an idiot. I think it's just a learning curve. It's all it is. It's all good.
Well, good. I don't think I hope I'm not an idiot, but you know, I mean, that has definitely taught me a lot. Like, it's just humbling. I get so mad when technology doesn't work. And for those that feel that, I understand. It's just teaching me a lot, like patience and just being able to adapt. But I overall, I've always considered myself to be able to adapt and learn and, you know, find new ways to do things. And that it's just continually teaching me new things. Like, I still learning new things. We're using new programs. We're using new websites. We're using, and then on top of that, with the podcast, you know, our own website and Discord, we're just got a lot, you know, there's a lot that to manage. But it's been really fun, to like learn all of those things. And I've used some of those skills, you know, with my work, and I brought stuff from work to here because I'm using Google and we use Google. You know, I'm just learning. And yeah, there's not one individual thing necessarily, just all that as a whole.
No, that makes sense. I mean, dude, I feel like this podcast has taught me so much. And anything from like when Kaylee came on with Table Topics, learning how to interact with a different team member, that's been huge. And I think too, man, I just don't consider myself the most creative person. And so learning how to navigate this creative platform where I do enjoy creating, I don't know that I'm very good at it. But like learning over time, like what could work and what couldn't work. And we're still doing that every day. Like it's a constant learning, you know, it's something where we always want to improve. So I think that, you know, we could make a whole podcast about just things that we've learned. It's
absolutely
been crazy. I mean, making a website, like obviously Scott helped me a lot. But taking on that task was very daunting, and learning about hosting and all this different stuff. Like, it's just been a crazy ride.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Gaming right now.
Okay.
If you had to pick some highlights for your experience in the game table, let's say you pick like three. Pick like three highlights in the last 2 years.
I feel like we might share on this.
No, but... I'm letting you go first. I'll pick different ones.
Okay. I mean, okay. So one, let's go to number three. So number three would be, I think overall the Gen Con experience, one, because I had to experience for the first time.
And you got it like through the podcast. Like, it wasn't even just as a dude, like you got to do it with a media badge and everything.
Media badge. You got to, it was just so cool. Like, they had a whole media set up. And so like, I'm as a first time, I'm like, I get all that along with the first time ever. So yeah, obviously a great experience. I loved it so much.
Good.
Number two, I think Fun K-Town.
Yep. Being invited.
Yep. And, cool. And honestly, I think I'm going to say the second time we were at Fun K-Town because, Scott and Kaylee were there as well. And it felt like I'd been there before, and I knew, like, we met some of the same people and they all recognized us, and I just felt more comfortable.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was so humbling. Like, holy crap. They actually like remember who we are. That's wild.
And so I just, yeah, that was such a cool thing, and being able to be there. And, the second year, honestly, we were one of the few media people there. It was so cool. Number two, whatever. Anyway, my favorite moment is really, and this is kind of a dual part because Julia is involved in this, is that, so we had a member that we met at Fun K-Town the first year. So a year and a half ago, I guess. Anyway.
Are you saying a listener or what do you mean?
It was somebody at the convention at Fun K-Town, but they also did listen to the podcast. They started listening after that. And so in Discord, they sent a gift to my wife. As knowing what we talked about, one, in person, but also they listened to the episode with Julia and I of Tales of the Arabian Nights. And so they sent her a copy of the original Tales of the Arabian Nights, a very, very special edition of the book. And it was very pretty. And I think that was just, my mind was blown. One, like, it was so cool to have talked about something on the podcast, met somebody in person, also talked to them in Discord, and for them to send a gift as in recognition of like what we talked about and just the intention of listening, but also like understanding and intently listening on what we were talking about and also taking it to heart and then sending us a gift. It's overwhelming. The love of that. And that's just by far one of the best. But yeah, I mean, an honorable mention as well is that we had somebody on the, I was selling a game to actually this week. And on the way over, he looked me up on Facebook. He saw that we had a podcast. He said he listened to the recent Gen Con episode. And he was like, dude, I love that episode. So anyway, it was so cool. Like, yeah, just being in the community, selling just a game to somebody. And he listened to the podcast. So it's just so cool. It's so cool. Yeah, all of it.
So I'm going to piggyback off of that as my honorable mention before I do my three. Okay, because I've had to learn this. I'm really bad about not, I don't want to be a fanboy. Like, I'm so afraid of it. But I cannot express enough, like, if you have something you want to tell me about my content, if you're like, I love this, or I really enjoyed that, or I like this, but I would think it would be cool if you did that, any of that, please give it to me. I'm a junkie for it, because it just warms my soul that you care about my content enough that you want to say something about it. And so like when you see somebody else out in the wild that you're like, holy crap, they do that. But then you're like, should I say something? They want you to say something. As someone who is now a content creator, I can assure you they want you to say something. So that when people give me feedback, it just, dude, it's food for the soul, man. It's so good. My three. Aim will cringe when he hears this first one. So number three, going down reverse order to number one. Our very first night, we recorded two episodes. And we were at my game table, which is electronically powered. And my foot slipped and I accidentally kicked this electric box underneath. I mean, it was covered and everything. It was done correctly, but it jarred the wiring to where it like briefly caused the table to lose power. And when the recorder lost power, it didn't trigger to battery mode. It just shut off. And we were both like, holy crap, what just happened? Lo and behold, in the recorder, it looked like the recording of Wingspan was gone. And we were both devastated. Like, we just kind of looked at each other for about 10 minutes. And we were like, I don't know what to do. Like you felt broken. And I mean, it seems silly, right? Like it's just one episode. It shouldn't be that big a deal. But at the time it was everything. And we were like 90% of the way done with the episode. And I was just like, all right, let's just be done. We'll reset. We'll try again. It's all good. And I could just feel Ian walking out of the house, like just devastated. Like I was, and I remember sitting at my desk after you left and thinking, this is a make or break moment right here. Like this could be everything. So I stayed up to like 3 a.m. Googling how to fix it. And I finally figured it out and got the audio back. And I remember texting you at 3 being like, bro, I've got it. And you saw it the next morning. And I was just like, all right. I remember like when I walked away from my desk that night, I was like, all right, we're going to do something here. Like we have the grind. We're going to get it.
Bro, so, that was awful. It was so bad.
It was crazy.
And yeah, for those that don't know, like you put 3 hours into a night. And honestly, I think like that, obviously our Wingspan episode, which you can go listen to, one of our first episodes. That episode I thought was just so good. Like I felt like really confident after we recorded another one. And so it's like you do all that, you feel so confident, and then your confidence just like take it out from underneath you, pulled out the rug, and it all disappears. That's the way you feel like going to bed that night. I was like, oh, this sucks.
Number two for me is specifically from Funkytown this time around. Getting to play the Game Makers, like Jay came over, said, hey, come here. I want to show you something. Showed it to us. We sat down, we played it. And then to have the follow-up interview, like we were interviewing and now it's like one of the few interviews on that BGG page. and were set up to be on the Kickstarter page. Like, I had no expectation of that happening. Like, that's crazy. So that was a huge highlight moment for me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I think number one, I mean, it's not even a question. Like, it's the friends and the people that we brought to the table along the way. Like, I remember setting up the first meet to go meet one of our listeners, Derek and Ashley. Like, Derek jumped on the Discord. We started talking, found out we were local with him. And we just started talking back and forth, didn't know each other. And I was like, hey, Anna, I think we need to have people over to the house. And so she was like, so what you're telling me is you started this podcast and you met these people randomly online and you're going to have them over to our house and we're going to play games. And I was like, yep, that's pretty much what we're going to do. And we did, and it was great. And I've told Derek this. I said, Derek, if the only thing that comes out of this is that you and I became friends, it was 100% worth it. And I stand by that. I 100% stand by that.
Absolutely.
But I mean, seeing Scott come to the table and he's got a stack this high of games now, and he's shopping for IKEA Calyx bookshelves and all that. I love it. It's so good.
Yep. Living the dream, so, baby. Welcome just, to it.
Just stuff like that, man. It's awesome. I love it. And we've heard other stories like that too, where other listeners and people, the friends of the pod, have been like, yeah, man, I really loved when you talked about X or Y or whatever it may be. So I had a similar situation to you where a friend of mine asked a friend of theirs if they listened to the game table because they found out they like board games. And they're like, oh yeah, I listened to that show. And I'm like, what? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So anyways.
There you go.
All right. Well, we've rambled. So we're gonna listen to the listeners now. All right. So I'm going to read off Derek's really quickly, and then we'll go to the audio. So Derek, his first question was to introduce himself and give a quick anecdote about how he found the podcast. So he says, hi, my name is Derek, and I've been a listener since just about the beginning. I'm a daily podcast listener and was actively looking for new podcasts. Around the same time, I saw Ian post in a national board game group about the podcast and thought I'd try it out. Since then, I caught up on all like five that came out prior and have listened to almost everyone since. I think I've only missed a few of the kids' ones as they aren't really as pertinent to me. What is your favorite thing about this podcast is question 2A, as well as question 2B, what's one thing you would change or improve about this podcast? He answers, I just love the conversation and the methodology in which the podcast runs. I like the different formats for different types of games. I generally just feel the love of the hobby coming through. It's clear that the intention isn't to sell me on games, but rather show the audience the general vibe and mechanics of the game and see if it fits for you. I don't think there are any major changes I'd do. I think the formats have worked well. I think things run smoother when Jared and Ian are in together, but it's fun when our guests are there as well. Question 3. If you were to plan a game night with Ian and Jared, what would be your ideal game lineup? If it's just us three, I'm bringing out Dead Reckoning, and we're probably only playing that due to time constraints. Or maybe distilled and potentially a smaller, lighter game. Dude, I'm all about some Dead Reckoning. If it's with more people, it's probably Ready, Set, Bet, and maybe like a Rivals restaurant or something else closer to a medium weight that could handle 6+. I'll be down. I like those games too. I know you're a big fan of Ready, Set, Bet. Sweet. Question 4, what game are you confident you could beat Anna at? So this is a little bit of an inside joke before I give the answer. So at that first interaction, Ian was there and Anna was clapping us at literally everything we played that night. And Derek looks at me and says, I understand why you like playing games with Ian. And I was like, yep, because I have a chance.
Yep.
But Derek's response is, I don't know if I'm confident in beating anyone in most games. But if I had to choose, it's always Ticket to Ride, specifically Europe, which I think is a bold statement because Anna's favorite game series is Ticket to Ride. So Derek's like throwing down the gauntlet right now.
All right. There you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So question 5 is the last one. What grand nugget of wisdom have you learned from listening to the Game Table podcast? His answer is, I don't know about any grand nugget. But I think in general, I have started to think more critically of the games I buy and play. I feel like I'm often thinking, how would this play with more or less, and what grades I'd give it? So Derek, I appreciate it, man. It's been such a fun ride having you with us and listening, and appreciate the kind words for sure.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool. Yeah, no, I think that's good. Like, that makes me feel good that we're helping other people. You know, the way we look at the game, maybe they can pull from that, that idea and use that for their own collection. Anyway.
Yep. All right. You got some audio files for us.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ashley McCaffrey. Well, firstly, I am so grateful for the Game Table podcast because it has brought us a whole new group of people to play games with here in the Nashville area. I feel very lucky that my husband, Derek, stumbled across the podcast and went a step further to befriend Jared and Ian. And we had the greatest time going to the Game Table retreat this past year. And while we were there, I got to play some new fun games. And I was actually lucky enough to play Redwood. Fell in love with that game and we ended up purchasing it once we got home. It was a good Christmas present for me and I really enjoyed playing that. I enjoyed playing Tenpenny Parks while we were there as well. Another game that I hope to one day have in my collection too.
That's so cool. Wow.
That's awesome. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, that's so neat. Man, I guess we haven't, another moment that we've had is the game table retreat. And obviously we might hear more about it. I don't know. I haven't listened to all these audios. This is all new to me. My reaction is true and in real time. And
that's
so
right.
So cool though. That's so cool.
That's a good point. Like we kind of made the first retreat this like private event. But I do want to expand it and make it more open for more people who might be interested, but it's essentially just a weekend at a big Airbnb. We have good food and we play games and it's just an awesome time. I'd actually been doing it before we started the game table. So this was just an expansion of that. And I am very thrilled with everyone who walked away from that retreat because they were so excited about it. And Ashley is such a gem. She's really helped us out behind the scenes on several things. I love that she enjoys the pod.
No, I think it's really cool. And obviously everybody that we're going to hear from, but or that didn't, like, I know multiple of my friends that have said, hey, when are we doing that retreat again? And I'm like, we're working on it. We got some things, some busy life things going on, but it's been cool. So I'm excited.
For sure.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Away we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Scott, and we needed to record something for a radio advertisement. And Jared said, hey, I have equipment for a podcast. And I said, a podcast? Why do you have podcast equipment? And he said, well, I do a tabletop game podcast. And I said, oh, like Monopoly? And he gave me that look. And he's like, no, not like Monopoly. And so, of course, that got me curious, and the rest is history. So after that, I started listening to some episodes. I found him just by searching Jared Snyder. He wasn't quick to tell me at first how to find the podcast, but I found it. I started listening, and then eventually we started talking a little bit more about podcasting and the business of podcasting and marketing and all the things. My favorite thing about the podcast is the different variety of the hosts and the voices and the perspectives. I really love listening to the kids and their perspectives. And I also like listening to the criticism and the praise for each different board game and tabletop and card game that you guys review. There's not really all that much that I would change about the podcast. And anything that I've thought about, I've already told Jared. But I think it's in a good spot. I really like, learning about the new games. And yeah, there's two games I can think of off the top of my head that I really want to try, that were featured on the podcast, and that would be Heat and Root. I've talked to Ian a little bit about Root. It sounds really cool. I like the aspect of everybody's playing kind of a different game, but it's all at the same time. And Heat just sounds really interesting as well. I haven't tried any really like racing games like that, so I'd love to do that. So as a marketer, One of the things that stands out, the question is to make a slogan for each of the main hosts, Ian and Jared. For Ian, I have to say something like, he likes to split his ratings. So something like for a 2 for gameplay and 8 for theme. And then for Jared, it'd be something like, even at work, he's recruiting people to the table, which is true. And then the last question was, would you rather be allowed to play tabletop games or video games for the rest of your life? As much as I do love playing tabletop games, I think video games is going to win out just to the fact that there's a lot more single-player games than there are in tabletop world.
Well, there you go. Man.
Scott, just give it time, buddy. That last question was a test. I wanted to see how far we'd gotten you in. We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Man, that's so cool, though. I mean, Scott, the conversations I've had with you have been fantastic, and I would love to play Root and Heat with you as much as you want, because those are two I'm sure that we'll be talking about later this episode, probably. But on top of that, they're great. So
for sure. No, and okay. So I have to explain a few things. One, he said that I was hesitant to bring it up to him initially. And I that's one of the things that's kind of happened slowly over time, is me learning how to sell my brand a little bit. But also, like, Scott broke a rule that I have. I don't usually make friends at work. Like, I just don't do it. Like, we have work people and we have friends outside of work, and I just don't ever have those co-mingle. And
what's that?
I don't know, man. Like, it's just something I've always done. But Scott's kind of broken that rule, and I'm so thankful for that. Like, Scott's quickly become like one of my best friends, and we talk all the time. I was looking for his file earlier that he texted me, and I was like, dude, we text all the time. Like, I was scrolling back and forth trying to find it, which is great. I love it. So it took me a little bit to get open to it, but I'm glad that we did. And it was funny too, because when he brought up the Monopoly thing, I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do here. Like, I've not had this situation before in my life.
Never happened before.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard about it, but I've never had it actually happen.
Oh man. Wow. All right. But well,
it's been great.
Yeah, that's crazy. Goodness gracious. All right. Well, we'll play the next one. This is actually Scott's son, right? Okay. We'll put them together here. I think it's a neat little tribute here. So, all right.
I'm Aiden, and I found the podcast because my dad goes to work, and he works with Jared at his company. And my favorite thing about the podcast is because, like, it really helps you. Like, it can tell you if you like the board game or you don't like the board game. And one thing that can improve is that, especially for the YouTube videos, there could be a clip of them actually playing the game. If I were to create a game, I would probably make like a game, like something that's like creative and maybe fun and funny. Listening to the podcast, I think Faith and Joy's favorite snacks are chocolate. But don't eat too much.
Oh man, that's good. Well, Aiden, yeah, I think you mentioned us having some more pictures and stuff for our episodes. I think that is our goal. We're working on that process, and I think hopefully,
unless you guys want to keep looking at our dressers back here.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. You know, the dresser looks great, but
I need to improve. I'm working on it. No, I liked it. So one of the things he mentioned was creating a game that would be funny, and I know we have like a lot of party games that are like, you know, crude funny, but I wonder if you could make a game about like stand-up comedy or something in that vein. I feel like that'd be really interesting. I don't know. It came to mind as he was talking about it.
That's a good note. That's a good point.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
All right, here we go. Next one.
Well, hi, friends. I'm Kaylee. I am a sister-in-law to Jared, and that's how I discovered the podcast. Of course, it's changed my gaming in that it's gotten me more into it and shown me the breadth and width of what's available. It's certainly making me grow my collection to an extent that's not crazy, but I am being made fun of by Jared because I'm acquiring too much too fast. But I enjoy it, and I enjoy this community. And of course, now I cover it as something of a sidecast to the game table, which is Table Topics. So congratulations from me on 100 episodes.
Appreciate it, Kaylee.
Kaylee's the best, man. Obviously, being able to game with her and learn from her. And we bounce ideas off for like social media as well. And just overall, it's been a delight. So it's always fun to meet new people, but to meet part of your family as well and all that. It's just so cool.
It's so extensive with all of Anna's siblings, but no, yes. I will say, you know, it's very interesting playing with Kaylee. She has this like sneaky shark mentality where, you know, it starts out and you're not really sure and you're kind of watching her play, but then all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, like she's crushing it. And yeah. So it's, man, when we get her and Anna at the table, I'm playing for third, I feel like.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's what we got to do sometimes.
That's true. Yep.
All right, we got one more.
Okay.
Away we go.
Hello, my name is Josh Taylor. I am known around here as Jared's oldest friend. Jared has been talking for years about starting a board game platform. For a long time, it was maybe going to be a YouTube channel, but I'm honestly kind of glad that he ended up doing a podcast because I think that is much more in line with his strengths and his talents. And who knows, maybe one day it will expand out into YouTube. I think he would excel at that now that he's got all this podcasting experience. But I am so happy that every week, at least once a week, I'm getting a new game table podcast in my feed. And I'm super excited about all the things that are coming. And yeah, it's been great to follow it since the very beginning. What is your favorite thing about this podcast? I really like the conversational nature of the podcast. It is, it's professional. It's put together well, which I always appreciate in a podcast, but it's also very, I don't know, as an audio editor myself, I know that there's a very delicate balance between trying to make your show sound nice and professional and also making it feel conversational and not edited too tightly. And I think that, Jared and Ian do a really good job of finding that balance with the Game Table podcast. I always enjoy listening to it because I know that whatever the length of the episode, that is exactly the length that it needed to be. There's not going to be much fluff or filler. And yeah, I just love it. What's one thing you would change or improve about the podcast? The thing I would add to the podcast is honestly something that you guys have already begun to do in the last couple of months, which is just to add more voices to the Game Table community. And honestly, it's been, I've been honored to have become one of those voices from time to time. But I love the more routine voices that we're hearing very often now on the show, with Table Topics. I think that show has been really great and I'm excited to see what else the future holds. As Jared's oldest friend, what's something the world needs to know about him? Something people need to know about Jared. Okay. So as I've gotten older, I've realized that your best friends are the people that you can go months and months without talking to, but you can still pick up right where you left off when you guys reconnect. And I'm grateful that Jared and I are finally in a season of life where our lives and schedules align enough that we are able to see each other and talk more often and game with each other. But with that said, I always know that Jared is a phone call away, if I need anything, even if it's been a really long time since we've talked. I never hesitate to text him, and I know that we are going to be able to pick up as if no time has passed. And I'm really, really grateful for that privilege. But honestly, that's just the kind of dude Jared is. He's that way with everybody. I've just kind of gotten to experience that the longest of anybody that he knows. And so I'm just feel especially grateful for that. I love you, Jared.
Love you too, buddy.
As a dad, what one tabletop game are you hoping and praying your kids enjoy? All right. So my kids are playing games way, way, way above their age range. And honestly, the only limitation we are finding right now is reading. And so as long as it's a game that requires very little reading or dad can kind of guide a little bit, we can usually play it. But games with a lot of card text, we're still waiting on. And I would say the number one game that I'm most excited to play with the boys when they get older is Inish. And this is a game I've honestly only played a little bit, but I just love it so much. It's just hard in this current season of life to find time to play it. But I just love that game. And I think that it'll become a game that I play all the time once the boys are reading. And I hold high hope for that game because there really aren't that many cards in the game. And that's part of the fun of the game is that you know what the cards are going to be and who might have what and all this. And so, you know, even if you don't have all the words memorized, just kind of knowing, oh, this card with this artwork does this thing. I think that that'll end up being one of the heavier weight games that we will get to play first is Inish. So I think that's why I'm the most excited about that one. If Blind Macau and the Game Table Podcast came together, what sort of project would we create? All right. So if Blind Macau and the Game Table Podcast did something together, it would definitely be some sort of top 10 list, but there would be a comedic element to the top 10. It would remind me a lot of that channel Actualol. I don't even know how you pronounce that guy's name, but it's that British guy. He does a good job of scripting those videos and he does great top tens. He's clearly very, very well versed in the games he talks about, but he also clearly comes from a comedy background. So I think it would probably be a lot like that guy. That would be a lot of fun to put together. And, the more I'm saying it, there should be a Game Table Podcast YouTube channel. And that's what we should do. I would love to write a video like that, Jared. That would be a lot of fun. Okay. This was fun. Love you, buddy. Bye-bye.
What a journey. We started with, I'm glad Jared started in podcasting, to maybe someday a YouTube channel, to Jared make a YouTube channel.
Exactly. I'm not sure what happened there. That's crazy.
Incredible. Josh, thanks so much, man. That's way above and beyond what I could have asked for.
You did. Wow. Great. That was awesome. Man, so cool.
You guys, this is a hot take. It's not even that hot of a take. Without Josh Taylor, this podcast doesn't happen because I went to Josh when I first started talking about getting into podcasting or whatever it may be. And he had a lot of advice for me. And I think without it, I don't think this happens. I think that I would have told you, no way, I can't do it. And so thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So cool. So cool. Well, thank you. All those that wrote in, and I know there's more that have other kind words to say, and so we thank you for all of those. I think it's awesome. So absolutely. Thank you again. So for anybody that doesn't know, Jared hates top 10 lists, so we're here.
Guys, I made this list 8 hours ago, and I'm already like, it's probably wrong. Like, there's no way that I agree with this list still.
I'll go first.
Okay.
The number 10.
Oh, you're not even doing your honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to do honorable?
I'm going to. It's okay. My podcast. I can do what I want.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that. Okay, anyway. All right. So my honorable mention is Apiary. I thought that was, I mean, I haven't played that game enough to, like, I know I really like it, but yeah. I just don't know. I do thoroughly enjoy it. And then another honorable mention is going to be Awkward Guests, mainly because I just love it. And I know I like that one. I just, I've thoroughly enjoyed all these other on this list so much more. So I think that's it as far as honorable mentions. But I'm sure, I mean, every game that we've talked about, Not
every game, but a lot of games that we talk about.
Yeah, the Sea Salt and Paper, I think, is not on this list.
I immediately think about Stranger Things. I'm just like, no, that game has no place. Anyways, I have two honorable mentions as well. Star Wars X-Wing in a Different Life would be number one on this list.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it is just, it's just moved out of my life, and that's okay. But it does deserve an honorable mention because when it was around, it was fantastic. And then my other honorable mention, you know, if this was any other IP, I don't think I would have bought in. But because of the nostalgia and just the amount of joy that I got out of this as a child, Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid is just a fantastic, fun time for me. So I don't know that it makes my top 10 from a game perspective, but it does, just the opportunity to be the Red Ranger like I wanted to be as a kid. It's just so cool. So I have to keep that as an honorable mention as well.
All right. So number 10 for me is Wingspan, because we can't go on this podcast without talking about Wingspan. So it is number 10. Might as well start out right there. Nice. Obviously, it's just a game that's so easy to play. I love it. I love birds. I love animals. I love the gameplay. I love the bird tower that's in the game. I love eggs, and all the different colors that all the expansions added. And so there you go. And if you listen to our most recent episode of the expansions, you'll also learn about all the things I love about the expansions. So there you go.
Wow. The expansions episode comes out after this, but hey, here's a spoiler for that.
Hey, spoiler for the expansions episode. Whoop-de-doo.
All right. To clarify, because I can't remember if you said it before or not, these are only games that we've reviewed. This is not our actual top 10. You guys, I'm so stressed. Like, this is crazy.
Oh, it's just a list. Let it ride. I don't even know if this is the correct order on my games.
It's all wrong.
Nah, it's right.
I've got a hot take for my number one. Like, this is crazy.
Okay.
Right. But for number 10, this has quickly become my favorite trick-taking game. Cat in the Box by Bezier Games. I love it, man. We've shown it to a lot of family members. I took it with me on the Alaskan cruise. It's awesome. I love it, and I love all the creativity that comes with it.
Man, I love that game. Yeah, that's cool. All right, number 9. All right, for me, it is Between Two Cities. Nice. Between Two Cities, one, you can play up to 7 people. I'm throwing some tiles around. It's so easy to teach. You just like, hey, play a tile, pick one, coordinate with your teammate next to you, and build a city. Man, I don't know what it is. Like, it's so simple, but like, I love being able to coordinate with my two neighbors to like just manipulate the points and try and score best. I do feel like I do fairly well at this game, mainly because if you played a lot, you know how the points work. But like, I don't know. Maybe I get the best teammates. We just always do really well, so it's just so fun. Yeah, it's just a great little game.
Nice. I can't go wrong with Between Two Cities. My number 9 is Redwood. I usually give games a hard time when they're just an experience. And there's a game in here, don't get me wrong, but it is primarily an experience of moving around the board, having your different lenses, things like that. It was just such a surprise for me when I first saw it. And then the more I've played it, I fall more and more in love with it all the time. And I got a big old box of it now because I got the original Kickstarter or whatever.
You do. You have the big box.
I do have the big box. So it's definitely one that's going to stay on my shelf for a long time, and I'm happy to have it. So Redwood's my number 9.
All right. Down to number 8, which you have mentioned prior, but we're going to do Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid. Maybe it's because I don't play this game. I don't even own it. Jared owns it.
Just play my copy.
I play your copy. It has everything. I've thought about buying it. I probably will at some point. It's just so good. Being able to play the original Power Rangers and the ones that I grew up playing or pretending to play and watching the show. Like, I didn't even watch as much as the original Mighty Morphin, but I watched a lot of the other spinoffs, Lost Galaxy and Space and all that. That's what I grew up watching as well. Like, I knew more about them, and that one, to have them in the game at some point, obviously fantastic. But also, all the other history of all the other ones. It's so cool. Man, it's just so good. You feel like you're playing Power Rangers. Like, I feel like a kid again when I play this game. It's so good.
So true. So true. All right, my number 8 is Dead of Winter. This game has brought me so many stories. It's had so many epic finishes. I mean, just the journey along the way in each individual game. Like, I really enjoy this game. And I remember pulling it out recently and showing it to a couple that isn't into board gaming. And they got so into it. And nice. It just reminded me of how good this game is. It's been around for a long time, and it's still got that staying power. So Dead of Winter is my number 8.
That's so cool. I will say this is not on my list, but it is definitely an honorable mention because I've thoroughly enjoyed this one. I didn't even like it really when
I was going to say you went on a journey. I know. Of learning to like this game.
I didn't like this game when we reviewed it. I thought it was just good. It has definitely climbed up for me. I got both of the boxes, the big boxes. So anyway, so good.
Nice.
Number 7. We're going to go with Acropolis. Which we know I love this game. I have played this game more than any other game in my collection recently.
Nice.
And I learned about it from the podcast. You know, Jared bought it, played it. He's like, hey, I think you're going to like this one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, it's going to be fine. No, I love it. It's good. I love just building like this city, and it's three-dimensional in a way, and you're built on top of each other. And it plays so fast, I could teach it easy. And it also has a bunch of like depth pieces as well with other things you can add. It's just so neat.
My number 7 is Distilled. I love the theme of making your own spirits. I love the expansions that have made this game even better. I love everything that this game has. It's got the right balance of game mechanics and theme where you get to interact with that washback. Have a little bit of luck depending on how you play it out, and then also to be deciding whether you're going to be letting it ride and sit for a while to really make that really aged and beautifully tasting drink, or if you're going to spit them out really quick. It's got so many things in it that I just love, so it definitely holds a spot in this top 10.
It's a great game. It's a great game. All right, number 6, right? Here we go.
Yep, number 6.
So we're going to do Let's Go to Japan.
Nice.
My Kickstarter, I love so much. I'm so glad I kickstarted it. I was very skeptical. I'm sure Jared was as well.
I was even more.
What this game would be. But man, it's a full-on, like, if anybody remembers the 10 days in, like, USA, Europe, Asia, whatever. This is like that on steroids, and I loved that game. I loved that game growing up. And so to be able to do a whole like level of strategic improvement overall is just so cool. It's so fun. And I'm excited to see if they are so willing to attempt to do another area of the world. I will be bought in, absolutely.
Anyways, my number 6, we're on number 6, right? This one has fallen victim to I have to play new games for the podcast. And whether those are new old games or new games, just it doesn't make the table as much as I want it to, but it holds a very special place in my heart. That's Robot Quest Arena. This is such a fun BattleBots game, and it's so intuitive, and it's so much fun, and it brings back memories of that old BattleBot show. And then also, it's just so smart in the way that you build your decks and move your pieces around the board using those cards. I love it. I want to get this to the table more, but it's a blast.
Yeah. I haven't played that one, so there you go.
An excuse to get it to the table.
All right. We're in the top five. You Woo! Ready?
No, I'm still not ready. Have we started?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Great.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm counting in the right order.
We are on 5. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I did my counting right. All right. All right. So my number 5 is Fort by Letter Games, because everybody knows I love Letter Games. Oh, Fort. You are a dream come true. It's like the kids next door. Board game / card game. It's so good. I mean, I love that show, but the kids next door / Fort. Man, I don't know if they want to be called that or not, but that's definitely what the theme I'm giving it. But yeah, I mean, I love throwing some cards around. Feel like you're building a treehouse with your friends. It's delightful.
It pained me to keep this game off of the list. Like, I was like, how do I find room for Fort?
Yeah.
Because it's so good. Like, I really enjoy it. And I'm wondering if Ahoy, when I played at Gen Con, is going to have that same feel of like, man, this is so good. How does it find its way into the top 10 kind of thing? So anyways, that's awesome. My number five, is a bit of a different one. You and I did not review this together. This was with Josh for Two Top. But Slay the Spire, the board game, nice, just blew me away with how good it was. And I think at least once a week or so, I'm like, man, I want to get that game back to the table. And I'm like, if I wasn't so busy, I'd call up Josh and be like, what are you doing? We need to play. But we both have kids, so it's like, you know, you got to make it work. But anyways, it's another one where I'm like, man, I could play that game a lot, for sure.
All right, number four, Rock Hard, 1977. I don't know if
the butt.
I don't think anybody that's watching. Oh, there it is. It's right there. There's the butt right there. So Rock Hard, 1977, such a great game. You are a rock star. I love being a rock star. I'm a drummer. I like rock. So being able to play as a drummer in this game and going and playing at the venues. I've played this game with people that don't even play games. And I'm like, hey, like, I just sit through a little bit of a rules teach, but you're hanging there. It's all thematic. And they loved it. Everybody loves it. It's so good.
It is fun.
Gen Con, like, special, like, just honestly, my favorite game from Gen Con last year, which is a surprise because there was a ton of other games that I really enjoyed. But this one, absolutely a gem.
Very nice. All right. Number four, you say, right?
Yeah.
You've already mentioned this one. It's Let's Go to Japan. And I want to add, I was doing a little Googling while we've been going here since the first time around. Credit to Billy Smolder on BGG. On June 17th, he posted, just got an email from AEG that said, where is Josh Wood going next? You joined Josh Wood on his COVID canceled trip planning journey and Let's Go to Japan, and shared in the joy of playing and planning your own trips to Japan. We're excited to share that Josh's adventures and travel are just beginning. On July 14th, he'll reveal the next destination we'll be planning together.
Yes! Oh, man, sign me up. I'll pay full price for anything you want.
Where are we going?
I'll pay for the flight. I'll fly you there, Josh.
All right. For real. Where do you want the next Let's Go to be?
Man, I feel like, I mean, a go-to would be like Italy or like France. I think that would be really cool because there's obviously like so many cities there. I wonder how you do it like in a place that has a ton of cities. But man, I think Italy would be fantastic. Or Germany or France, like anywhere in Europe.
Italy, like this forum that he posted or started, like there's just baseless speculation. But like France and Italy are the top two. There's been a lot of love for Iceland, actually.
That would be awesome. Where they'll be, will that be released before this episode? Let's see, the 14th. That's only like...
July 14th will be 2 days before this episode drops.
All right. So, you know, this is we're predicting or we are guessing, you know, we're taking a guess and see what happens.
So your guess is Italy.
I think Italy would be really good. Yeah.
I'm going to go, I mean, the easy way is to go France, right? Like, but I think I kind of want to do like, you know, it was hot for a minute. Everyone was going to New Zealand. Like, that's all they would talk about. Dude, I'd love one on New Zealand. I feel like that'd be so cool.
That would be
so
neat.
I'm gonna go out the box and just try that.
It would be pretty neat.
All right, number three.
Yes. Okay.
We're doing a top 10 list here.
We are doing a top 10.
I know we're very excited about something right now, but
Yeah. We gotta move on. All right. So number three is Heat, Pedal to the Metal, because I love racing and I've been playing the most recent expansions and we reviewed all of the above. They have been so good, man. This game, it just like blows my mind every time. It gets hotter. That engine gets hotter and hotter every time I play this game. It's just like I learn so much about the game. I learn how to play it. I don't learn how to play it any better, but I learn.
That's good.
I learn how to play the game, in a different way. And I learn things about myself and everybody at the table. But again, it's just such an easy teach. I just love teaching this to new people and everybody just adores it. So it's such a great game. It's just easy. It's easy to get to the table.
For sure. No, it's a really good, that's another one where I'm like, I wish I could fit in my top 10. I really wish I could, but I don't know, man. It's another one of those that like, it doesn't make the table enough. And so when I play it, I'm like, oh, this is really fun. But then it kind of goes away and I don't think about it anymore. So that's why it stays off. But my number three is Fate Forge, Chronicles of Khan. That was, dude, I mean, it was such an experience to do that with Anna. And I was so glad that we chose to do it that way. We've got the expansion. I've kickstarted the other expansion. So I'm excited to get that one back to the table. But just such a fun RPG and a board game experience. And getting the game was a cool story as well. But just the whole thing, man. I love Fate Forge. So that's my number three.
That game looks awesome. I need to give it a try at some point. So, all right. Top two, Jared. Here we go. Yeah, I feel like these might be predictable, but we're here. All right. Number two for me is Root. I love Root. I love everything about it. I love the different factions. You'd be able to play a different faction. You're playing a different game than everybody else. Is incredible. The way the game plays, your abilities and the strategic elements of building that, building your game within the game is so good. It's just an incredible design. I mean, it's another Letter Games, design. Obviously, I've raved about them. You can listen to our episode with Josh Moore. So me and him. And so I think it's going to be really cool to see there's more expansions to be released. So I'm excited.
Yeah, this would be on my list, but Ian and I made the rule that if we didn't review it, then we don't get to add it. No, I didn't review Root, so I just can't add it. This is what it is.
There you go. It would be on your list, though. I know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Root's awesome. I love it. All right, my number two is Marvel Champions. Without a doubt, it's an incredible experience. It's been a major factor in our friendship. I will never forget feeling like Spider-Man for the first time and then just doing a deep dive around COVID. And when we've talked about it, but like we've explored so many heroes, fought so many villains, like, and it's still going. Like, there's just a lot to do. And it's fun.
I got the two new ones right here.
I need to get those, bro.
Actually, these are yours.
To get my packs. So
they're up here on my shelf.
I'm excited. It's so good.
Yeah, they're just hanging out, so waiting for you to come get them.
Yep, that's my number two, and I'm sure it's about to be your number one.
So. Yeah, well, no surprise then. All right, so Marvel Champions is my number one. Mind-blowing, right? Yeah, didn't see it coming. No, I mean, I as an experience, like, I just met somebody. I was selling an extra pack that I had to somebody, and he said that he listened to the podcast. But being able to talk with somebody like that, again, I'm just, the more, like, it kind of just reminded me of everything that was already in my head about Marvel Champions. I'm like, oh yeah, that's like really cool. And like, he's explaining these things and he's a little bit like newer. We started obviously when the game came out, but he came in like a little couple years later and he's like, man, those like early packs, like they're hard to find now. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. Like packs that are hard to find, but like still people really want them. That means the game's really, really good. And that means that it's sustained really well. It has moments of glory and defeat. And like any hero, like you just feel like that superhero. And everything, like the intricacies of the game design and the way like they wanted it to be. They wanted you to play as the hero. And when you pull that hero pack out and you play it and you're playing as Spider-Man, you're playing as Iron Man, you feel like that hero. And they have done that to an extreme level. Of making you feel like you're the hero of your childhood, and the hero of your dreams. You get to be them. You get to be the hero that you were playing pretend as a kid around. That's what this game allows you to do. It's just endless experiences that are just full of fun. So I can't rave about this game enough. I've already done it so many times on this podcast. So with that, Jared, I really want to know what your number one is, because I think I know, but I don't know. So anyway, let me know.
All right. Well, it's a big thank you to Stonemaier Games and Connie Vogelman for making this game. Apiary is my top game of games that we have reviewed.
I'm not surprised.
It blows my mind, dude. I am so drawn to theme. Like, that is what draws me in first. I will back a game on Kickstarter without knowing anything about the game mechanics if the theme is what I want it to be. And I'll just walk blindly and say, we'll figure it out. And for me, like, Apiary, it was such a bizarre and weird theme with this space bees thing, but the game is so intelligent and it's got so many different aspects to it. There's so many different strategies to how you can play the game. It's such a fun worker placement. It has my favorite single mechanic in board gaming, with the way that your workers bump other workers and enhances them through that bumping mechanic. So I just, every time I play it, it's just such a satisfying experience. I just think it's so good. I love it so much. And so I'm a huge fan of Apiary.
Apiary is a great game. I mentioned it before. But no, I think that's a solid number one, Jared. I don't know why you're so afraid of top 10
Not
lists.
Afraid. I'm not afraid, man. Well, I am afraid of top 10s. I'm not afraid of Apiary. I love it.
Yeah, so. No, it's been good. I've enjoyed this top 10 list, and I've enjoyed obviously doing the podcast with you and everybody else that's been on the podcast. I think it's been a true blessing, and I can't express my thankfulness enough.
Yep. And we have other ideas in mind about how to grow going forward, and some new things and some old things, because we've gotten a lot of feedback that's been like, don't change anything. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to change a couple things. But,
yeah, exactly.
but no, I appreciate that it's so loved. And for the people that have been loyally listening, either from day one or from when they pick it up consistently, or even just one episode. Like, if you take a few minutes to listen to something that I've created, like, that's such a huge deal. So thank you so much for that. I can't stress it enough. If you have feedback, if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to talk about a game, if you want us to talk about a game, whatever it is, like, if you want to get on Discord and be like, hey, you guys suck at this and this, here's how you can fix it, whatever it is, I don't care, talk to me, because I am all about growing and improving and connecting, and let's figure it out, because this hobby is all about coming together. And I think that's so huge, especially in this day and age where it's so easy to be divided and to be focused on separating and to be in our own little silos. I don't want to do that. I'm much more interested in coming together at the table to have this game that we can enjoy, that we can connect and be together. So, all right, man. Well, they know where the links are. We're not going to go through all that this time. But did you have anything else you want to say?
Thank you once again to Jared and to everyone else.
Wow. I still don't know why you're thanking me, but thanks, Ian.
You know, just for being a great co-host and friend and gamer. And it's all good, man. It's
a wild ride so far.
Another 100 episodes. Here we come. All right, then.
All right. Well, as always,
till next time,
may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Another 100. Woo!